Nothing specific on the injury. We have 4 days left in the regular season, and he probably will not play for the rest of the regular season. That's where I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to tell you whether he's going to play after the regular season, because there's a possibility. But right now, we're going to sit him out here, and as I said, there's only 4 days left. And then once the end of the regular season ends and we enter the playoffs, I'm no longer going to talk about injuries. So
since you're saying and there's a possibility, is there no structural problem without getting specific as to what the injury is?
I would say, as far as I know, yes. Like, don't use the word broken or anything like that. That's not a fact. It's nothing like that. So
broken, torn, shredded.
I wouldn't use any of those adjectives.
Is it time just because you don't know, or just want to leave it?
Well, we're still in the process of figuring things out with him. I think that the next few days here we're better off reevaluating this early next week, and just to see where he's at. Kind of a freak thing that happened. He's had a couple freak things happen to him this year, but I don't think anything that is by no means, none of this is end of season, five alarm stuff like that, but just another one on the checklist that's kind of been nagging him this year, and it's unfortunate, not just for our team, but for Ben. He's had a great run with us this year, and naturally I think he'd rather obviously be playing and roll in with our team at the end here, so but we're just going to sit him out for a little bit here and see if we can get him back to some sort of normalcy, and it's moving forward here. We're completely comfortable with the way our team is playing and our goaltending, our defense, our forwards, everything. I'm really happy. If last night is the way we can play on a consistent basis, I like where we're headed, and we've done that for most of the year, and I fully expect for this to move forward here with or without Ben.
So it's possible he could play in the first round? You're not ruling him out for the first round of the playoffs?
No, I wouldn't rule him out. I'm not sitting here saying he will, but I'm not saying he won't. But I guess in saying that, it's not impossible that he would be playing in the first round.
At some point,
yeah. I don't know if so.
So is this maybe a little more encouraging than you thought you were going to hear when you woke up this morning?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's encouraging, yes. It's discouraging because when you sit back and reflect on what happened and how it happened, and then you watch replays of what happened, you're expecting him to pop right up after that. But as I said, he's had some weird things happen to him during the year, but he's battled through them and has fought his way back, so I don't see this being any different.
So at what point does this become a flat on fire?
I guess, I don't know.
He can't play in the first year. Is that a 5-1-5?
I guess if we don't win the Stanley Cup, then it becomes a 5-1-5.
So what? It's been a tough season for Lindy. He hasn't been inconsistently, and we probably haven't seen his best.
Mm-hmm.
He has to carry things for a while. What's the confidence level that we can see him be a more consistent player?
Well, I think I stated this last night, was there was not an ounce of panic or anything of those sorts when he went in the game last night. It was business as usual. you know, whether it's Bish or Lindy, we're gonna make sure that these aren't games where we have to depend on a goaltender. I know that's something you hope for as a coach, that, you know, you just need your goaltender to go back there and make the saves he should make, and our goaltenders have been doing that. There are games when your goaltender has to make some saves that he probably shouldn't have, but he makes them for you, and that's probably what separates good goalies from great goalies. But I really liked our demeanor. I really liked Lindy's demeanor when he went in. There was no panic on his part. He was calm and cool in the net, and I thought our team followed suit. And if that's going to be the way we trend, I will be pretty happy.